the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, London's Heathrow Airport says it plans to resume some flights later Friday and hopes to return to a full schedule tomorrow. The airport said in a statement that the first flights will be to bring back stranded passengers from other European airports and to get planes back in the right place. Heathrow was closed Friday after a fire at a nearby electrical substation cut power to Europe's busiest airport. Flight tracking service Flight Radar 24 says at least 1,350 flights were affected, and the impact will likely be felt for several days. New York officials have been given a 30-day extension by the Trump administration to turn off Manhattan's congestion pricing toll. Initially, the Trump administration wanted the tolling system turned off by today. But in a post on X, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says they decided to give officials an extension as discussions continue. Previously, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has made it clear she won't turn off the toll unless there's a court injunction. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer, a longtime opponent of Manhattan's toll, continues to slam New York officials.
The MTA in New York hasn't shown an ounce of interest so far in complying with the directive. Instead, they're grasping for straws, right? Ignoring the directive and the harsh reality that the congestion tax is punishing hardworking middle-class families.
And in his post on X, Duffy wrote that continued noncompliance will not be taken lightly. A Union County woman pleads guilty to scamming six figures from a local synagogue.
Scotch Plains resident Stacy Margaritondo was a bookkeeper for a synagogue when prosecutors say she forged checks for more than $350,000, pocketing the cash over a few years' time, ending in 2023. To cover her tracks, she took out short-term financing in the synagogue's name from cash advance companies. The 52-year-old has now pleaded guilty in federal court to wire fraud. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And New Jersey's Democratic elected politicians on Capitol Hill and in Trenton have blasted President Trump's move to dismantle the Department of Education. Governor Phil Murphy calls the decision unconstitutional and says it will be disastrous for America's students. The White House acknowledges the final decision to dismantle the agency is left up to Congress. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are we getting cloudy skies? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather for tonight. Clear to partly cloudy. Lows from the mid to upper 30s. And for tomorrow, clouds and some sun. Breezy. Perhaps a stray shower in spots for the afternoon. A high near 60 degrees. Trending colder for tomorrow night. Mainly clear and brisk lows into the upper 20s. Expect a chillier day for Sunday. Dry for the day. We'll see early sun followed by some clouds. Highs in the upper 40s to the lower 50s. Some rain likely into Sunday night. For Monday, cloudy with occasional rain. Temperatures reaching the middle 50s for the afternoon, and for Tuesday, drying out. Staying cool, though, with mostly cloudy skies. Highs in the middle 50s by Tuesday afternoon, a bit cooler through the middle and end of next week. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Pat Benz.
Somerville 50, Asbury Park 50, Woodbury 51. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And New Jersey weather is brought to you by My Local Roofer. Need a new quality roof or new gutters without hurting your wallet? Then you need My Local Roofer, a small roofing company you can rely on. Visit their website at MyLocalRooferNJ.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.